you ever wonder, why is SaaS so hard to manage? What can I do about it? How can I save money on SaaS? Is product bundling a thing? You likely have a ton of questions about SaaS management, but frankly, there aren't a lot of answers out there. I'm Ben Pippinger, your resident SaaS expert, and this is SaaS Me Anything, the show that brings clarity to the chaos of SaaS.
That 82% of IT and software asset management professionals state that reducing security risks is a top business priority for 2024. That's from a survey that we put out earlier this year. One way to secure your software environment, which you're likely familiar with already, is getting your applications behind single sign-on, or SSO. It seems simple, but honestly, not enough companies are taking advantage of it. Our data shows that just 21% of applications are behind SSO. If you find yourself in that boat, you may be thinking, how do I get more SaaS apps behind single sign-on? Well, that's what I'm here to answer today. Let's start out with a quick definition of single sign-on. Single sign-on is an authentication service that allows users to access multiple applications with a single set of credentials. Often the service providing the SSO is enabled with additional capabilities such as multi-factor authentication. Your single sign-on ensures that an end user is who they say they are and the device connecting to an application meets security requirements prior to them getting access. Having your SaaS applications secured with SSO minimizes the risk of phishing and other forms of security threats. This is really important because security breaches can be costly. IBM's 2023 Risk of a Data Breach report found that the average cost of a data breach in the US is a whopping $4.45 million. Also, removing the need to remember, store, and enter individual passwords for each application while still managing the strength and lifecycle of a single strong password goes a really long way in mitigating an end user's account from being compromised. Like any good SaaS management program, getting your software behind single sign-on starts with visibility into your entire SaaS inventory. If you're only focused on the IT-owned apps, there are likely hundreds of applications that you don't know about and are sitting around unmanaged. Financial discovery tends to be the most beneficial way to find all of your applications, since much of the shadow IT apps are expensed. Once you have a list of all of your applications, you'll want to know which are SSO capable but not yet configured. Xylo does this for you automatically, being tracked as a key data point in your SaaS inventory. You'll also want to know your company's policies, compliance, and contractual requirements regarding access and passwords, and identify any specific statements regarding SSO. Next, you need to prioritize your applications based on factors important to your business. For instance, you could base it on customer or industry compliance, your own company policies, or apps that are operationally impactful, to just name a few. Once you have a prioritized list, begin assessing each one by determining if it is technically and financially possible to enable SSO. Now, costs may limit whether you're able to use single sign-on. For instance, we often see that vendors will offer single sign-on at an enterprise license tier. If your use case for the app doesn't warrant the cost of purchasing that type of license, it just may not be viable. In this scenario, be sure to follow any of your company's risk management exception processes. If the business is not willing to accept the associated risk, you may be required to purchase the enterprise license tier so that you can use single sign-on. If that's still not yet possible, it is nearly as secure to enforce other authentication methods using corporate credentials through Google Workspace, Azure, or GitHub. If it is functionally possible to use single sign-on, one thing to always consider: enforce SSO. If the product allows for single sign-on configuration, be sure to disable all other forms of authentication. You don't want to put all of this hard work into getting this set up just for an employee to be logging in directly to those tools. So to summarize, configuring single sign-on for your SaaS applications is an important security measure. Start by getting a full inventory of all of your apps and understand which are SSO capable. Then prioritize the apps you want to put behind single sign-on based on your company policies, compliance obligations, and other business requirements. And last but not least, understand which apps are possible to enable and take action, and make sure you enforce those. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you next time.
Do you have questions about SaaS and how to manage it? Submit your questions at the link in the show notes and tune in next time for more answers from your trusted source of SaaS management insights and trends. Go ahead, SaaS me anything.